How is this Dr. Opinion and Culture dictating an industry report on Susanna or Suzanne Seaton, date of birth 11-19-1960, date of procedure January 26, 2024, physician is Dr. Opinion and Culture Dio, referring physician is Dr. Kenneth G.I. Procedure performed as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is screening for colorectal cancer. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of methylation, such as a malignancy. We'll explain to the patient. If the patient was brought to endoscopy, so you place in the lateral position stage for anesthesia services under anesthesia care. Period. Digital rectal exam was normal. Period. Of vulvar reconstruction. Video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complex of folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic structure, Schrodinger's colon, splenic structure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. The terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated. Period. A retroflex was obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was7-2-3-2. Great as a good prep. Patient died of the procedure well without any complications. Finding the last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next time, the Boston bowel prep score was 7,2-3-2. Great as a good prep. Next time, there was one diminutive cecal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was two diminutive rectal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were small, that were non-bleeding. Next line. There was left-sided diverticulosis coli. Next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplements as needed. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.